Item two.
Item number two is a recommendation to receive and file the review of Long Beach budgetary and financial policies.
Mr. Gross.
Good afternoon. There are 21 financial policies that City Council adopted in October of 2013. They were a major update and brought the city up to current financial standards, I think, that are equivalent to some of the best in the country. And I thought I'd give, with the permission of the chair, a very brief summary of some of the key ones. Number one, structural balance. The city will have a budget that's structurally balanced for the general fund. Number two, there will be multiple year financial projections with a minimum of a three-year projection, and that's so council can see what the projected financial direction of the city is. Another one, number five on the list, is one-time resources or for one-time uses. That is a standard policy, good financial policy across the country, and one the credit rating agencies look at. In addition, council added last year that 5% of those one-time resources be used for unfunded liabilities. There is a policy on managing financial reserves, that emergency and operating reserves will be maintained. Council has substantial financial reserves. We are generally within policy limits, with the exception of the total reserves, which are a little under where they should be, but with council establishing the CalPERS reserve, will probably be a lot closer, if not at the policy minimum. There's another policy that requires financial impact statements on any council letter and council action, and the purpose of that is to allow the city council to see what the projected financial impact, whether it's budgetary or longer term in terms of impact on revenues and expenses, what that impact might be before they make a decision. As I said, there are a total of 21 policies, and if there are any others that you have questions on, I'm happy to answer them.
Councilmember Mungo?
No questions at this time.
Okay. Mr. Gross, I have a question. On item 11 for fiscal impact statements required, I know that staff, when it's a departmental item, you do prepare a fiscal impact statement in the form of a paragraph, and sometimes we'll see that council items have it as well. I think there's a general sense that it would be prudent for all items to have that fiscal impact statement. And right here, it says it shall be analyzed along with a discussion of overall economic impacts. I would have an interest, Councilmember Mungo, if you would share that, to make a recommendation that a fiscal impact statement be reviewed by the financial management department. So this would mean if I had an agenda item, that someone in Mr. Gross's department reviews that and provides a statement so that council members know whether there's an impact to the suggestion or not.
Actually, the financial services office and myself have discussed that extensively. I also feel that sometimes they state that there's no financial impact, but we're not really evaluating the staff time necessary. And I think that a component of the financial impact could give an estimate of the resources that we're putting behind some of the recommendations. So I would be interested in them potentially getting back to us with a modification to this rule.
Okay, that would be great. So Mr. Gross, would that be a motion that we should make this afternoon, or would you come back with a recommendation of proposed language?
I'm happy to come back with a recommendation for proposed language. That way you can decide on everything at once.
Great, thank you. And then with one-time resources under item five for a future discussion, if we could have a review of perhaps the last 3 to 5 years, three or five, of what the one-time appropriations were, or what the council budgeted amounts were, and how they were used, and if there were any changes in the end. I think that'll give new council members an idea of how one-time resources had been used, what the dollar amounts were, if there had to be any changes, why, and what the end result was.
We will be happy to do that.
Thank you. That is it for my questions. So, Madam City, oh, I see. So it's item two. Is there a motion to receive and file the review?
Moved.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any member of the public that wish to address our committee on this item for budgetary and financial policies? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item three.
Item number three is a recommendation to receive and file an update on the management partners projects.